The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3, where we look at the SME sector here in Singapore. After all, it powers half our economy and hires about 70% of our people. I'm Howie Lim. Now, no annual award better honours the bold ambition of Singapore's young businesses under 10 years old than the Emerging Enterprise Award. 2019 marks 12 years of the award's celebration of business innovation, resilience and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy. Now, since 2008, the award has been empowering startups and young enterprises with both recognition and resources to take flight and achieve stellar growth. To tell us more is Christy Chu, Head Emerging Business and Commercial Bank Cash, OCBC, one of the organisers of the award. Christy, thanks for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
So I suppose I have to head you back a wee bit to 12 years ago when it all started. What was the award's genesis?
Well, when we first started, we were looking around and see what are the awards or events in Singapore available to recognize small businesses. We know that the small businesses do not really have a lot of resources. So we asked ourselves, what can we put together, something meaningful for them beyond just a gala dinner and trophies? So we went to see BT, right, and have a
chat. The Business Times.
Yes, Business Times. And we had a discussion and we thought, hey, why don't we bring along partners who are really there to support the small businesses and put together prizes that are meaningful, resources that are meaningful to help them get started. For instance, like if it's then Spring and now known as ESG, maybe you can put capabilities for the small businesses. Business Times would be publicity, write-up, coverage. This is what this will help the small businesses get gain a lot of publicity. Or we put together schools, as for instance, right? Then we have INSEAD, NUS, to see how we can send the taukes back to school. So this is the whole thinking behind it.
Yeah. But why particularly this segment of businesses under 10 years old? Because there are some SMEs who are over 100 years old. I recently did a feature series talking about some of Singapore's businesses over 100 years old. But they're SMEs as well. They still need help, Christy.
Correct. No, but small businesses actually account for about 91% of the businesses in Singapore. Yeah. So when we say small businesses, these are the ones from day one startup all the way to 10 years old.
Yeah. Why 10 years though? Why not 20?
I think once 50? They are beyond 10, they more or less get the hang of doing the business. They know how to get around. They know the networking. They know where to reach out for help. Yeah. So it's the young ones, especially those below 3 or below 5. Yeah.
Talk to us about application criteria then, Christy. So we know under 10 years old, the business has to be. What else?
Okay, the startups or the small businesses need to be at least a registered sole prop, private limited. They need to be at least 30% owned by Singaporeans, have at least an annual sales turnover of less than 20 million and been around for no more than 10 years.
And when you judge them, how would you go about doing that?
We look at quite a couple of things. We look at, for instance, the vision for the business, whether the business model is scalable, what's their ambition, for instance, to bring this business forward in the next 2-3 years. Now, how creative and how unique is their product and services, of course, and scalability of their business, for instance, and whether this, you may have a wonderful concept, but can the business be commercialized and is it scalable in the next 2-3 years? These are some of the key things we look at. And if anyone is to come in this year or the year after, these are some of the critical things you have to impress upon the judges.
Let's talk about, say, previous editions of the awards. These are the areas where perhaps an organization might have lost out on.
For the past 2-3 years, we have a very tight competition where, well, we actually, the judges will lock up in a room for at least 2 hours, if I remember. So we are debating whether, when it's so tightly run, right? So who should be the next winner? So if we were to put this winner in the market today and we announce, in the next, when we look back a year later, where would this business be? Would it really be in the next level? Would it really have grown 2-3 times more? So we need to look at the opportunity of this business as well.
I'm trying to dig for tips, you see, for applications this year, right?
I'm trying not to be too obvious.
What might give them the edge?
I think once you are in the top 15 or 20 finalists, everyone is a winner. So what makes one better than the other are things like we want to see when we pick the eventual top three, will they make it really big in the next 2-3 years to come?
Oh, that's a lot of pressure though, Christy.
No, you'll be surprised. And some of them really did accelerate. Their growth is really fast growing, and they could be like growing 5 or 10 times more. One solid and obvious tip, focus on what makes your business scalable, especially in the next 2-3 years. Be very clear in your submission, and when you are standing in front of the judges, impress upon them that you have a clear vision and plan to bring your to scale your business. What does it take to scale your business? Be it the operation, be it the financial aspect, be it the people, the resources, be it the product. What does it take to scale it?
Yeah. Let me be a bit greedy here, Christy. What do winners get? Besides, of course, bragging rights.
Lots and lots of things.
Excellent.
They have lots of financial supports, of course, from OCBC. They have from ESG as well. They have it from RSM Cho Lim, advisory packages, legal advisory packages from Raja and Tan as well. But Howie, it's not the prizes that actually lure people to join. The small businesses to join. You'll be surprised. Even though I must say that this award is the only award beyond the gala dinner and the trophy, we give each and every winner at least close to $500,000 of prizes each. What really attracts them is the fact that this prize, the bragging rights, you know, because once they are the finalists or even the winner, they felt that immediately, overnight, they get a lot of recognition. Not just from their customer, from potential investors, from potential investor, customer, supplier, buyers, everybody will be knocking on their door immediately the next day to congratulate them, to ask them for potential businesses or knock on them for potential opportunities.
It really sends their reputation into a different stratosphere, doesn't
it? Yes, yes. Immediately, actually. 3 weeks leading to the gala, we already saw that. This is consistent feedback from all the finalists that have joined us in the past, actually in the past 5 or 6 years.
Are there aspects of the awards that have changed over the last 12 years? Has it pretty much stayed the same? Or has prize money gotten bigger?
I think, other than the prizes, of course, we try our best to make it more relevant in the digital age. We noticed that the type of businesses that have come forward have changed. For instance, we get a lot more tech-savvy type of companies. Perhaps 5 years ago, it would be more traditional businesses, the wholesaler, the manufacturing, precision engineering. But now we get a lot of more tech companies, biotech, clean tech, water tech, recyclable tech. So that's number one. Number two, the owners themselves, the business owner, the key man, we call them, are also getting younger. From in the past, they used to be 49 years old, 48, 49. They are now on average about 39 years old. Still men in general, mostly, but a lot more younger.
On a personal level, Christy, what's the biggest takeaway for you being involved in these awards?
Having seen them win the award and achieve a certain scale at the end of, say, 2 years, I felt immensely proud and privileged, of course, to be part of this journey. Because you get to witness a startup, perhaps when they are very young and still unnoticed, to, say, fast forward 2 years later, they are well known. They are often being quoted in the papers or sometimes even mentioned by the Prime Minister on May Day or National Day. Some of these winners are able to stand on the global stage and be recognized by a lot of the big players. Very, very proud.
Also, who judges, though?
We have a very well-known and experienced panel of judges. The judges are mainly from the sponsors, very known and respectable names from MasterCard, of course, RSM Cho Lim, ESG. Yeah.
You can find out more at sgsme.sg and
yes.
Then you can search Emerging Enterprise Award 2019. We've been speaking with Christy Chu, Head Emerging Business and Commercial Bank Cash at OCBC. They're one of the organizers of the award. Christy, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.